Good morning. This is Don Lloyd representing Lake Chelan Historical Society, your local museum supported by your generous donations and bequests. Let's talk history. History is the study of past events, especially as they are affected by other humans, weather, animals, etc. Today's story illustrates how bears can affect humans. For example, there was a hostess for an Australia couple who were doing a home exchange. The hostess called the couple while they were on a bike ride. She, the hostess, was in town with friends preparing an American-style dinner for the Aussies, and she needed basil to complement the salad. The dinner theme was to feature foods of the Great Northwest, which had in it Wenatchee Valley and Chelan Valley apples, Walla Walla sweets, as well as Alaska salmon and Chelan Valley wine. The basil was to be found in a pot at water's edge of the deck located between the pepper pots and the tomato pot, but it was not there, nor was it in the lake where broken shards of clay could easily have been seen to a depth of at least 10 to 12 feet. The pot and plant were simply gone. A day or two later, neighbors who had been about 150 feet away revealed that a bear had been seen on the deck that afternoon, and no one else had been around at the time. The prowler became a bear of interest. The host was reminded of another bear incident the previous year when, while eating lunch at the dining table, he spotted a mother bear sauntering past the window followed by two cubs. The mother turned at the corner of the house and went up the steps, followed by one cub. The other cub was attracted by the nice red tomatoes at the deck corner. He deftly picked a ripe one, turned to follow mother, but paused, turned to have a second helping, but was dissuaded by yelling and pounding on the window. Up the steps he went. The owner grabbed a camera and made chase. When the thief got wind that he was being followed, he made a little squeal, translated as, "Mama!" Mother Bear immediately whirled, stood, and exclaimed something like, "Woof," which could mean any number of things. But in view of her imposing 6-foot stature, owner snapped off a pick or two and fled. Now, back to the basil disappearance. That little thief had time to mature enough to do some scouting on his own without mother, especially to a place of pleasant, tasty morsel memories. He had been spotted earlier swimming just a ways up lake. So, could it be possible this creature was clever enough to find a lovely potted basil plant to take home to mother? Given the reported facts and suspicions, it may be that the story of Goldilocks and the Three Bears is not a fairy tale, but simply bear facts. Next time, we'll have more history talk about the Chelan Valley.